Chapter 4 Little Pigeon Creek. With a lot of coaxing, Tom Lincoln was able to get a fire going, and the family huddled together around it through the long night. As dawn broke the next morning, Abe's father woke him. It was time to start unloading the supplies from the wagon.
"How long will it take to build a cabin, Pa?" Abe asked,
adjusting the suspenders that held up his trousers.
"If we put some muscle into it, shouldn't take more than a week," his father replied.
Abe heaved a sigh of relief. The thought of spending more time sleeping out in the open scared him. He had sat up half the night listening to the various screams and squawks coming from the forest. Even the long periods of silence had somehow seemed frightening to him.
"I reckon we'll build the cabin right over there," continued his father, pointing to the edge of the clearing. "There's a bit of a rise which will keep the damp from settling on the floor, and we'll get a good view once we've cut down the trees."
Abe looked around at the enormous trees that surrounded the clearing. He knew they would all have to be cut down and the ground prepared in time for spring planting. Mrs. Lincoln stirred and rubbed her arms against her body.
"Good morning," she said, shivering. "Sarah and I will feed the fire and make some mush."
"I'll head over to Little Pigeon," Tom Lincoln said,
pulling a bridle over his piebald stallion's head.
"I hope to come back with some help. Abe, you can start grubbing out the area where the cabin is going to be built. Keep your eye out for some good cornerstones."
As Abe watched his father disappear into the woods on horseback, he cheered himself up with the thought that neighbors would soon be arriving to help. Helping one another was the pioneer way. The first thing a smart man did when he made a land claim was to introduce himself to his neighbors. When a cabin needed to be built, everyone pitched in, knowing that in turn, neighbors would help them in time of need. By the time the winter sun was high in the clear sky, Abe's father had returned with 6 men from nearby farms. One of them handed Mrs. Lincoln a clay jar of honey. Mrs. Lincoln thanked the man and set about making a pot of coffee.